South Africans are experiencing serious economic difficulties with the situation worsening every day, and the call for aid and from aid foundations are on the increases. Thousands of people are in dire need as a drought and economic downturn and disasters are adding to the country's woes. One organization has constantly come to the rescue as natural and other disasters hit the country is the Aid Foundation Gift of the Givers, and we speak to its founder, Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman. Dr. Imtiaz, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Maulana.
Is it a correct reflection that it seems as though calamities facing the country at the moment are worse than we've experienced since the dawn of democracy?
Yes, in every way. You know, with natural disasters, unemployment, rising prices, inflation, you know, more strikes, all kinds of issues which impact strongly on the economics of a household and the social well-being of a household. We've been finding that really, especially in the last few months, there's been lots of challenges when it comes to families.
Yes, really bad conditions. You've been constantly on the move since the worst drought in decades saw the country facing severe water shortages. What assistance have you been able to provide since the beginning of the year?
Well, we actually started last year, you know, before the drought was sort of announced this year. Last year we saw it coming and we started working in the northwest. And then this year from January 11th, we started moving to all the various provinces. And our strongest concentration is right now in the Free State and KZN from that time. Although we worked in Limpopo, Northwest, Northern Cape, you know, and parts of Eastern Cape, parts of Western Cape, we have been involved in other areas. But as progressively, as we know, we assisted. Initially, we started off with simple solutions, just providing bottled water, but that wasn't our main aim. Our main aim was to make more consistent supplies of bigger quantities of water. We started bringing in water tankers. We put in JoJo tanks. We put in three water reservoirs that hold 112,000 liters of water each. And then we started finding critical areas where to draw to the boreholes. Our boreholes now, there's already 10 of them in the ground. There's another 4 coming up this week. And collectively, those boreholes give almost, you know, more than 500,000 liters of water a day. That's besides the water tankers that we've provided. And also what we've done, we've given some municipalities horizontal JoJo tanks. So they load that onto a normal truck. They load it water from a water source that's available, and then they go and distribute in areas. So those are the main things we've done in terms of water. But whilst providing water, there's also animals that are dying from hunger. So we've provided animal feed. And then again, because of economic downturn, when you go to those areas where water is required, we've taken in food and soup and food parcels and things like that, and even things for school like stationery. So that's the level we've been involved specifically for the drought.
Yes, so on a variety of levels, there has been assistance that have been provided. But you've also assisted after the disaster at the Lily Mines that saw 3 mine workers trapped in the mine, forced into debt rescue. We had some good news at the weekend of investors coming to the aid of the struggling miners or the mine, but families are struggling. Can you give us an idea of the situation on that front?
Yes, no, initially we didn't get involved because we expected the mining management to take care of their workers and their families. But in the last few weeks, we've been getting desperate letters, not from one, but several family people saying, please, our children are very hungry. We haven't been paid for so many months. You know what happened here. And we waited patiently, but we haven't been paid. We're going hungry. We can't pay our rent. We can't do this. But the biggest emphasis was on food. So about 2.5 weeks ago, we took in the first batch of aid. And subsequent to that, we've been getting several letters saying, thank you very much, but there's not so many other people who need assistance coming out. So this week, we're doing the second drop-off and probably a third drop-off next week. For even though the investors have come in, it won't happen immediately when these people will get support. But once they get support, of course, that will take the burden of us and of them also so they can become self-sufficient once again.
Yes, that is the ultimate aim. You also had to assist after more than 20 schools were torched at Vuani in Limpopo.
You know, the Limpopo government and National Disaster Fund people, we've been talking to them for quite some time now. And then they took us last week to say, look, we will help you, we will work with you, but we need your professional assistance. So again, whilst we were there, we took some supplies in for the school children, but we made it very clear that once we bring things in, we don't expect people to burn anything. If that happens, we walk out. So you have to engage the community people to make sure So there are some schools that we are going to repair. We're bringing stationery. In fact, this week we're picking up 5 tons of stationery. We've got food parcels ready for them. We've got school uniforms. We've got school shoes. We're looking at repairing the classroom. And we've got volunteer teachers who are prepared to come in and try to make up time. So we said we'll be able to do all these things on commission. The community is engaged and respect the work of what's going to happen. And there's control of the violence and there's better discipline and systems. And they've agreed to that.
Yes, so those are significant developments.